It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report is a developing story.
A growing number of schools are closed today because of yesterday's windstorm.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas, who has the latest cancellations.
Granite School District says several of its schools will be closed today because of power outages. They include Bonneville Junior High, Connections High School, Eastwood, Spring Lane, and Upland Terrace Elementary Schools. Canyons District says three of its schools are still without power and they'll be closed today: Albion Middle School, Brookwood Elementary, and Quail Hollow Elementary. Both the Cache and the Logan School District say power has been restored to their schools and they will be operating today. Although Salt Lake City schools will not have classes, seven locations in the district will have food service. They are East and West High Schools, Northwest Middle School, and Backman, Whittier, Meadowlark, and Edison Elementary Schools. This just in, classes are canceled at Weber State University today, while the University of Utah will have classes. Syracuse Arts Academy and Layton Christian Academy will be open today. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Thousands of power outages still reported across northern Utah. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene in Centerville now to continue our live team coverage this morning. John?
Yeah, Tim, as the sun starts to come up, you really get a sense for the destruction left behind here in northern Utah. In Centerville, just a few blocks off the highway, you have countless downed trees in residential areas, malfunctioning streetlights, and maybe most dangerous, a number of downed power lines like the one I'm looking at right at this location. Yesterday, Mayor Clark Wilkinson signed a declaration of emergency for Centerville City. Now, a big part of that emergency declaration is just how many people are still without power. Yesterday, at its apex, we heard from Rocky Mountain Power that around 170,000 homes and businesses were experiencing outages. Now that number we hear is closer to 109,000, and many of those will last throughout the day. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A Huntsville couple is grateful to be alive after a 90-year-old tree fell on their home. Homeowner Brooke Saunders says it's heartbreaking, but they're happy to be safe.
Four in the morning, I had a prompting to move downstairs, so we did. Sure enough, the tree came down hours later onto our home.
The family has been renovating the 106-year-old home, but now the project is going to take a little longer.
If your car got whacked by a fallen tree or other flying debris, it might take a while to get your auto insurance to pay up. And KSL-TV investigative reporter Matt Gephardt reports some people won't be getting any money at all.
Whether or not yours will pay comes down to what kind of insurance you've got on your car. Comprehensive auto insurance covers everything. But insurance agent Bill Penton says that here in Utah, many folks only have liability insurance. It is better news for just about every single Utah homeowner. All policies cover storm damage, be it to the house, the roof, or even a fence.
Homeowners' insurance policies usually cover wind and storm damage.
Because of the extended power outages, the Ogden Police Department is alerting people to be aware of the silent killer, carbon monoxide.
You want to be very mindful of the fact that you can't smell carbon monoxide, and it can take just a little small heater that has fuel in it, like kerosene or gasoline.
Lieutenant Brian Einen says gas-powered generators are another concern and says if you're going to use one, be sure there's proper ventilation.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. The wild winds will continue into today, but nothing like what we had yesterday.
And we get our summer back here, even though we had the very cold storm that made it feel like it was late November. You know, we're back to September weather here. It's going to warm up to near 80 or warmer for the weekend with lots of sunshine. So not only good weather to enjoy, but I'm sure there's a lot of work to get done. We've got good weather for folks to get out and get things done as it warms up.
This weekend, we're looking for lows in the high 40s to mid 50s.
The National Guard rescues more Californians from wildfire. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, helicopters pulled out dozens more people from the forest of east of Fresno, California, as the Creek Fire grows to over 150,000 acres.
Erratic winds basically push that fire in all directions.
A group of firefighters were overrun by flames, one critically burned as they deployed shelters on the California coast. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote on a pandemic relief package is set for tomorrow. He understands Democrats don't like the skinny bill, but should approve the basic stimulus measure.
And then keep arguing over the rest later.
Democrats demand $3 trillion in relief, Republicans offering $1 trillion. AstraZeneca put their coronavirus vaccine trial on hold after a volunteer in Britain suffered an unexplained severe reaction. They say it's not uncommon in a clinical trial. The sickened person is recovering. And the police chief and top deputies in Rochester, New York have quit over criticism in the death of Daniel Prude. Mayor Lovely Warren admits it's a challenging time.
I truly believe that we will get through this.
Meanwhile, Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall is resigning after her department was criticized for their racial justice protest response. Both chiefs are African American. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.